An independent federal agency will investigate allegations that the Forest Service retaliated against a whistleblower employee on the Petersburg Ranger District of the Tongass National Forest. The Office of Special Counsel is reopening the case of Glenn Eath, a Forest Service biologist who died in 2008. KFSK's Matt Lichtenstein reports.
The Office of Special Counsel said it was resuming the investigation this month in response to a request from a national organization that had helped Glenn Eath with his original whistleblower claims. In a letter to Forest Service Employees for Environmental Ethics, or FC, Associate Special Counsel Leonard Drabinski writes that he's reopening the Eath case for further investigation. The OSC is tasked with enforcing federal law that protects whistleblowers from reprisals. According to Drabinski, the agency plans to, quote, determine if prohibited personnel practices were committed against Mr. Eath and if disciplinary action is appropriate against any individual involved. An OSC spokesperson said the agency could not comment on an open investigation. FC Director Andy Stahl says the OSC's decision to reopen the case is unusual.
OSC does retaliatory cases, in which they go after the retaliators, very infrequently. In fact, OSC has not done one in at least 29 years. To reopen a case to go after retaliators, we think is unique. To reopen a case against retaliators who took action against an environmental whistleblower is definitely unique. It's never been done in history.
And Stahl says the scope of this case will likely be unique because of the high rank of the officials involved. Stahl accuses Tongass Forest Supervisor Forrest Cole and a number of other officials in Alaska and the lower 48 of reassigning and suspending Eath and ultimately terminating his job because he had blown the whistle on illegal road building activity. The Forest Service has denied these allegations in the past. Eath's superiors said they were disciplining him for other reasons. They eventually told him they were eliminating his job because of budget cuts. The OSC originally began looking into the Forest Service actions in early 2008, but that federal watchdog agency closed the investigation after the 48-year-old biologist died of sudden cardiac failure that spring. Since then, FC and Eath's widow Marquetta won a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit, forcing the Forest Service to release scores of internal documents related to the case. Among other things, those records included emails from Forest Service legal counsel who disagreed with the disciplinary actions against Eath, and messages in which an employee relations chief recommended colleagues destroy emails related to the case. The OSC's decision to reopen its investigation was welcome news for Marquetta Eath.
Hopefully, the completion of Glenn's case will prevent anything like this happening again, that nobody else will have to experience what my husband Glenn was put through.
KFSK left messages for Forest Service officials, including Forrest Cole, on Friday, but the agency declined interview requests about the case through Alaska Region spokesman Ray Massey. Massey said the agency could not comment on an open investigation. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.